From Spark and Anvil and Gene Forge, this is Snip in Chapter 1 of the Gene Forge cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Snip is a careful cuttlefish tween. Her iridescent skin shimmers under lab lights as she organizes her collection of mutation cards. I am Snip. I study how life's instruction book changes. A point mutation is one tiny letter changed, a whole new twist. Nature can add extra letters, insertions, or remove them, deletions. Or it can copy whole chunks, like a repeating chorus in a song.
These mutations are natural, random accidents. Most are silent, but they are the raw material that evolution works with over time.
They're what evolution uses. Most are neutral. Some cause problems. But they all are just accidents. Random. Until now.
Snip grew up in the Gene Forge lab. Her mentor, Dr. Eris, found her one day holding a sleek, futuristic tool.
Dr. Eris asked her to explain the power to edit life, not by accident, but with intention. This tool is CRISPR. It's like molecular scissors. It finds a specific spot in the DNA and makes a precise cut, allowing us to edit life.
We can edit somatic cells, which only affects one person, or we can edit germline cells, which changes future generations forever.
A scientist once edited human embryos without global consent. He crossed an ethical line we have not yet agreed upon.
The power is terrifying. With intention comes great responsibility. We must consider every consequence before we make a single snip.
Mutation is natural. CRISPR makes it intentional. Ethics matter. That is the whole lesson.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to next generation science standards.
Released under Creative Commons BY-NC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.